It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, August 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson. Net neutrality. Remember that old chestnut? The idea, say it with me now, that all information should be delivered at equal speeds on the internet, no matter where you get your information or who delivers it to you. Well, under President Obama, the FCC tried to make the rules on this. The new FCC might roll back those rules. And this week, the House Energy and Commerce Committee was hoping to get some yeses to their request that executives from major tech and telecom companies come testify on the record about net neutrality. The deadline was Monday, and guess what? Nobody who is anybody has agreed to go to Washington. How come? Well, let's ask Tony Rahm, senior editor at Recode, about this. Tony, why haven't people been signing up?
While companies on both sides of this fight do want to testify and do want something from Congress, they don't want to send their top executives because they fear a major grilling. And if you're a telecom company, they don't want to face a lot of criticism from Democrats. So these companies aren't itching to put their executives in front of Congress and have them face questions not just about the hot button issue of net neutrality, but the wide range of things facing both of those industries.
Is it also possible that in the age of the internet, a lot of these top executives are not super psyched to publicly testify? They'd rather have private conversations. Otherwise, maybe they'll court the wrath of the internet.
Yeah, that's certainly a concern. But the flip side of that is that companies that choose not to testify but still back net neutrality are going to face criticism for not sticking up for their users.
So I guess this is like the does a tree make a sound if it falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it question. But what happens if nobody shows up to the request of the committee? I mean, what happens next here?
I think at the end of the day, there will be a hearing. It doesn't seem like CEOs will be the ones testifying. And we could find ourselves yet again in the same place that we were as far back as 2010, when lawmakers tried to take this issue out of the hands of the FCC, and they tried to get the support of the business community and just found themselves spinning their wheels, unable to find any sort of compromise on the issue of net neutrality.
Tony Rahm, senior editor at Recode. Tony, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, imagine you're at a business and you buy something and you want to pay with your credit card. Now imagine that the business's credit card machine takes 6 hours or a full day to process the payment transaction. This is in some ways what has been happening with Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency that proponents say is the future of monetary transactions online. The more popular it's become, the longer Bitcoin transfers are taking. So the loose group of techies that make Bitcoin run have been debating what's known as a hard fork. That debate is now over. The hard fork happened yesterday. It is essentially splitting the currency in half and creating a new digital currency called Bitcoin Cash with a less congested pathway for transactions. Here to get a little nerdy with us on the topic is Nathaniel Popper, who writes about Bitcoin for the New York Times. Nathaniel, what does this mean for businesses that use Bitcoin now?
A lot of businesses, a lot of people involved in this space have basically taken a time out and said, let's just not use the network. Let's not take payments. This could get complicated. This could get confusing. I think once it gets started up again, the traditional Bitcoin is still going to be the main network. You know, for instance, on darknet drug markets, that's going to be the one that drug dealers there are still accepting.
And I think, what about overstock.com?
Yeah, definitely going to still be accepting the old Bitcoin. I think This new Bitcoin Cash is going to have to sort of establish itself before people start using it for those sorts of things.
Someone made the point that in some ways this is a bit of an anti-establishment move within an already very anti-establishment movement.
Yeah, when you get crypto anarchists together, they sometimes have a hard time agreeing on things.
Tough to get a quorum.
So, right. Bitcoin was about kind of dissenting from the system. And this new thing is about dissenting from the system that Bitcoin itself has become. Undoubtedly, there will be new dissenters from that in the future.
Is it possible that this split will actually make it more likely that the average Bitcoin non-user right now might become one in the future?
I think that you've had a problem over the last 2 years of congestion on the network, and so you'd send a transaction, and it would be delayed in going through, or it wouldn't go through at all. But the reality is, I don't think that's the main thing that's stopping ordinary people from using this, and particularly in the United States. I mean, I think the things that people are excited about Bitcoin for, a lot of those things are outside the United States, or in, you know, developing countries where they don't have great credit cards or great bank accounts for much of their population. And so, you know, that's where Bitcoin could still take off, and this could make it easier. But I think there are a lot of other things happening and a lot of other things that need to happen before it really does sort of start to gain traction with ordinary people.
Nathaniel Popper is the author of Digital Gold, Bitcoin, and the Inside Story of the Misfits and Millionaires Trying to Reinvent Money. Nathaniel, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And it is summertime, which means time for summer jams. We at Marketplace Tech are big fans of summer jams, so we've been making a playlist with your help. The only rule is that the song and title, lyrics, instrumentation has to be techie in some way. We're calling it hashtag Summer Tech Jam. Listener Ashley Thompson sent us Will.i.am's tune, Geekin'.
Hey, yo, I'm the nerd. I'm by the ball real big, Mark Zuckerberg. You know the nerd is the perp. What you heard? You need a follow-up leader, Tweety Bird. Get my geek on, get my geek on.
You can submit yours with the hashtag Summer Tech Jam. Find the full playlist at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.